your mind if you dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Some not-so-great news coming out of the UK here. We'll get to that. Get to a story about what they're planning on doing to photographers here in a little bit. But to start things out, Mark, you've had a story that you've been itching to get to here for a while.
Well, the it must be not a problem to take pictures in Great Britain because they have more than a million cameras up.
Oh, well, we'll see about that.
I see.
They've got plans.
Well, how could they possibly hold you to a different standard than they hold themselves?
Do you want to get to that right now? Because we can start with that.
I know. I'm just teasing.
Okay.
on with the story I've got here. This is from immigrant.change.org. So Barack Obama's website.
Is it really?
Change.org was, integral in his election campaign.
Oh, okay.
Bilingual secretary fired for speaking Spanish to help parents. According to a recent report in the Charlotte Observer, Anna Ligia Mateo, a secretary for the Devonshire Elementary School in Charlotte, was fired for speaking Spanish to Spanish-speaking parents. Mateo, who has since filed a lawsuit against the school district, claims that in 2008, Suzanne Gonzalez, and the new principal of the Devonshire, Jimenez, of the Devonshire Elementary, arrived and quickly instituted a no-Spanish rule. Jimenez, who is not Hispanic herself but named married to a Hispanic man, notified staff members that they were not to engage with parents in Spanish.
And where was this?
Devonshire School District in North Carolina.
North Carolina, okay.
Yep. So English was the only means of verbal communication. After the rule was handed down, Mateo continued to speak Spanish to parents who had difficulties with English, both in person and on the phone. Mateo's lawsuit describes an instance where a parent arrived clearly distraught, claiming that her son had been sexually assaulted while at school. Yet, Jimenez prevented Mateo from translating for the parent, instead suggesting the woman's 7-year-old son could try to do the translating.
Wow.
Now, why is it exactly that the staff can't speak Spanish, but the child can? Can't translate for the Spanish speaker, but the child can?
Well, yeah, that's a good question, because remember when I was at school, they told me there was no free speech. So, I mean, if they wanted to tell the kids they couldn't speak Spanish, I'm sure they could.
Yep. On another occasion, Mateo reports that she was verbally abused after attempting to translate for a distraught parent shortly after she was given an ultimatum. Follow the policy of no Spanish speaking, or she could leave.
Boy, how dare she try to be a helpful bureaucrat?
Yeah.
I mean, the bureaucrats, it's hard enough to get them to do anything that is of any substance as far as helpfulness. In this case, who knows how helpful she was actually being, but at least she was just attempting to communicate with these people.
Yeah, I think it's a tough issue, this whole national language issue.
Is it a tough issue? Why?
I think there's some murky areas to it. I don't think that I should have to pay to print, every government form in 237 languages, including Urdu and, Tuktiyaki.
Do they do that?
I don't know what they do.
I don't think so. How many government offices have you been to that have that many forms?
I know that they have them. It doubles the cost of form printing just to print them in two languages, mm-hmm. right? Triples it to print them in three. So I don't think that I, as a taxpayer, should have to pay for that.
No.
However, I also think that in a free country, free people can speak whatever language that they want to speak. I think this government bureaucrat, if it doesn't cost the taxpayer anything, they shouldn't be prevented from speaking Spanish. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, well, I see what you're saying, Mark, and I don't think that anybody should be forced to pay for anything, period. I think that the schools should be run by the marketplace, and there should be no government schools, and then let each market school decide how it wants to interact with its customers. But in this case, these are forced customers. The people that we're talking about here...
No, they're not. They don't have to send their kid there.
They're forced to pay for the schools, so they're forced to be a customer of the school district.
Indeed, so am I.
So, since they're forced to pay for them, then it would make sense that the government bureaucrats would have the ability to interact with them. I don't see that as unreasonable. They are paying taxes just as anybody else is to support those coercive government schools.
In a lot of cases, the taxes, the parents that are actually receiving the services, their taxes don't even go to cover their students' enrollment in the school. It's the people that don't have kids, whose kids
That's
are too
true.
Old at this point. So they're really the system, the way it's funded, sucks off of the people that don't benefit from the system. And I understand the customers should be able to interact with whom they wish in the manner that they wish, and that's what the free market's about. I think that also that businesses should be able to interact with customers the way they wish, and when those things meet up, then that's a good thing.
That's
so
all fine.
I have no problem
true.
If you want to print your Campbell soup label in Spanish if you feel like you can sell it better that way.
Right. I understand what you're saying. All I'm pointing out is that you're making it – your point was that, well, you don't want to pay taxes to print out a whole bunch of stuff. And what I'm saying to that is these people are paying enough money to where they can afford to print that stuff. I mean,
no,
most of the school budget is going to a bureaucratic overhead as far as paying administrators hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to push pencils around. I know that where I come from in Sarasota, Florida, there's an entire building. Actually, here in Keene, New Hampshire, there's an entire building dedicated to school administrators.
Sure.
I mean, they don't.
I don't think you need nearly the administration that they have.
You can print all of the forms that they need to print for 1 year within the entire salary of one of those administrators. So, as far as bureaucratic spending is concerned,
if you're suggesting that we knock off two administrators and then use some of the funds that would go to pay for those administrators, I'm fine for that.
I'm not suggesting anything. I'm just telling you that. These people are paying taxes for the schools, so it makes sense that they would be able to interact with the organization they're forced to pay taxes for.
And we should back this up. Most schools are funded through property taxes,
right.
And property taxes are paid by property owners, and property owners rent to people, and renters pay all the overhead,
right.
Or you have a bad rental situation that won't last for long anyway, but renters do pay property taxes.
I mean, to sit there and complain about forms being printed in another language is really the least of the bureaucratic concerns out there,
I think that it's wrong to fire this lady for trying to be helpful. I also don't think that I think that it's a little unfair to say hire some, to make the part of the hiring criteria that you must speak Spanish and English.
Wasn't that part of the hiring criteria?
No, I'm just saying that's the next logical step. And when you say, okay, you can speak to the parents, you have to be able to speak Spanish to the parents. And then you have the next situation where a secretary in the United States of America has to be able to speak Spanish, English, French.
But that's not what
Creole. I'm just saying it's a slippery slope, right? When you're dealing with government, it's a slippery slope.
Okay, but there's no real evidence for that happening, right? What you're talking
about today.
Okay.
Just saying I think that in this case, this lady shouldn't have been fired. She should be able to provide the service when that service costs me nothing as a taxpayer. That's fine.
Sure.
When that service begins to cost me something, I don't think there's any reason that I, as a person who chooses to speak English, even though I can speak Spanish in the United States of America, I shouldn't have to pay that.
Do you think that in the instance that a job that you've got a school district where there are a significant portion of Spanish-speaking parents and students, do you feel like it is appropriate to, if, for instance, you're hiring someone for a secretary job who will be interacting with the public, would it make more sense, presuming that the pay would be the same, to hire a bilingual speaker? Would you agree with giving the bilingual speaker a job in that particular case over the same qualifications, except the one person is qualified with bilingual and the other person is not? Would you give them the job?
If all the qualifications were the same and then somebody had a skill set that was beyond the other person, I likely would hire the person with the higher skill set. But
you wouldn't pay more for it?
No. I don't think you should be able to. And likely these things are set as the wages go anyway.
Yeah.
But that's here and there, because I don't think that anybody should have to pay for anything that they don't want or need.
In the same way that
if you and I went to Walmart and you decided to buy a light bulb and I got a grocery cart full of stuff, we all shouldn't be charged $15 on the way out. That's not fair. Some people use more services than others. Those people should pay for those services.
No,
if the service they need is Spanish translation, they should pay for that service.
The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. Of course, in a true free market, none of this would be an issue, because then parents could just send their kids to wherever schools
have. I wouldn't be complaining about this. This is a private school.
Right. They would be able to send their kids to whatever schools are providing them with the service that is right for them and their family. More coming up. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and 6 varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. Bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those. And those features include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're yours right there on the front page of the site. and going back for an entire over a year in our podcast now, all the way back to the beginning of January of 2009, all free for you over at archives.freetalklive.com. And first, imagine you live in an area controlled by a violent gang. What if you started using words like we and us when discussing the gang and their activities, even though you weren't in the gang? No one in the gang knew or cared about you, and a lot of the gang's activities actually hurt you and your family. Would this kind of thinking eventually lead to sympathy for the gang's activities or resistance to the idea that the gang was even doing anything wrong? What if a violent gang was able to develop a 12-year indoctrination system that encouraged this kind of thinking? Well, what if a violent gang already did? School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of government education and the worship of violent gangs. Visit SchoolSucksProject.com to learn more. That's SchoolSucksProject.com. And I understand that Brett, the guy who does the School Sucks Podcast, is going to be one of the speakers at the upcoming Liberty Forum. It's also my understanding, Mark, that you did a Mark bonus interview thing, Mark's interview series, with Edgington Post interview series, as you're calling
them. That's what we're calling them, yeah.
I guess it's because they follow the show Post, Edgington Post.
No, it's a bite. The Huffington Post was a bite off the Washington Post.
Right.
Because the Washington Post is kind of a conservative thing. The Huffington Post is kind of a liberal thing.
Yeah.
And so the Edgington Post is kind of a liberty thing as a bite off of the Huffington Post. You get it?
Yeah. I get it. Okay.
It's clever. Trust me.
Right. So that's coming up after tonight's show. So if you're listening on the podcast, stay tuned for a whole lot about the Liberty Forum. Is that right?
Yeah. It's a giant infomercial about the Liberty Forum.
Okay, great. Cool. And, you can go learn more about the Liberty Forum over at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. You can get signed up and use the FTL discount code to save yourself 10%. All right, 800-259-9231. Let's go to Jeremy in Alaska. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, guys. It's great to talk to you again.
Jeremy, where are you calling from in Alaska?
In Juneau.
Oh, Juneau. Okay. I don't know if you heard the news.
Last night I talked to those crooked cops in Flathead County, you know, where John Stokes got his radio station shut down.
Okay, up in Montana.
They're like confiscating guns illegally there now.
In Montana?
Yeah.
Who'd have thought?
What? They only do it to poor people, though.
Rich people can fight back. Rich people can hire lawyers.
I'm sorry, Ian. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say that the reason they pick on poor people is because rich people can fight back with lawyers and things like that.
Well, I found this awesome website that you learn how to make bullets, cast your own bullets out of old batteries. You know, the lead that's in old batteries.
Wow, that sounds difficult. Well, it sounds like a bad idea.
That's not what I called to talk about.
All right, what was it? What were you calling for?
It was about, I have this real problem with illegal immigration right now.
You do? Why?
Well, because, my bell peppers aren't as smooth as they were last year. They got little blemishes on them.
What does that have to do with immigration?
Well, like illegal immigrants, you know, that grow a lot of our produce and stuff. And I'm just wondering if any of them are listening, you know, if they could take it a little easier on the bell peppers and the bananas, you know. And
what does that mean? You're asking them
packaging,
to stop.
You know, and
packaging,
bruised. Shipping produce.
These people are bruising his produce.
Oh, I thought you were growing bell peppers or something like that.
No.
You're saying you're disappointed with the quality of the products that are available at the supermarket?
Yes, sir. And I'm not complaining that there's illegal immigration. I'm saying if there's any of them listening out there, would they please take it a little easier on the produce?
It's funny.
That's funny. I don't know if it's actually the immigrants, though, that are... I mean, who are they putting in the actual picking factories? Are those also immigrants?
I have no idea.
Because
I don't know how you could... It's a blanket statement, so it
well,
must
right.
be
like
untrue.
In Mexico and California, you know, that's where a lot of us Northwesterners, like in Alaska, get our produce. And
so really, your gripe isn't with the immigrants who are picking the fruit... or the veggies, it's with the people that are doing quality assurance, basically. Because it's my understanding that what happens typically is they'll pick a whole bunch of stuff, and then they'll basically bring truckloads of it to a factory.
Well, no, they barge it to Juneau, Alaska, or fly it in because we don't have, you know, we're not connected to the mainland.
Well, no, 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 but what I was going to say is that when they, when they're picking, after they pick the fruit or the veggies, they then, they take it to a factory nearby, and then they process it to essentially take out the bad fruit.
Right.
They, you know, they go along an assembly line, basically, and somebody is eyeballing all of that fruit, and they're
right.
looking for the stuff that's rotting, and they're looking for, you know, the heavily bruised items. So basically, your gripe is with those quality assurance people, whoever they might be.
Right. And,
you know,
like whoever the El Diablo Lobo or, you know, the El Comandante or whoever it is.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but it is.
Well, you know, like the Comandante, you know what I'm saying?
Do you know Mark?
You know, like the man in charge.
The manager?
You know,
the manager of the food processing plant?
This is just a request. I'm not trying to.
You've got two issues here, Jeremy. You've got two issues. One with the quality assurance people at the actual plant that does the separating of the fruit and the packaging of the fruit for sale. Also, you've got another issue with possibility that this fruit may be being damaged on the sales floor. It may be sloppy 14-year-old kids or 16-year-old kids that are working the stocking, you know, the stock jobs at your local supermarket that are treating
the fruit
poorly.
As long as they're not taking a dump in the field, I guess I can't gripe too much.
Yeah, as long as it's keeping you full, then I guess that is the most important thing. How nice that, that we actually have access.
As long as they don't poop in the field.
Thank you, Jeremy, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is... Single CAI toll-free line. Okay. You can bring up anything here. 800-259-9231. I have to say, that's a first. I've never heard anybody bring that one up. Like, a complaint about
the
condition of the fruit they're buying at the store. Where do you think it's more likely that it's getting damaged? Is it more likely that it's receiving the damage on the way to the factory for separation or between the factory and the sales floor?
It's all speculation.
Yeah.
I don't know what's changed. I don't know that anything's changed.
I would say that it's unlikely that you're going to be able to go to the grocery store and look at the display of fruits or veggies and not find undamaged fruit. It's your choice usually. I mean, unless you've got the bottom of the barrel, then you can pick out typically what it is you're buying. So maybe Jeremy is at fault here for not looking closely enough. And if your grocery store is only stocking damaged fruit, then you should go and talk to the management.
Oh no, I think it's Commander Devil Wolf that is actually damaging the fruit. Isn't that what Commandante El Diablo Lobo?
Maybe he meant Darth Chad or whatever. What's his name?
Chad Vader.
If you haven't seen that yet, you should
YouTube.com.
Yeah. All right, more coming up. 800-259-9231. New photographing procedures for the UK coming up.
From the ancient lost book of Tobias, we read,
"Then the angel said to him, take out the entrails of the fish and lay up his heart and his gall and his liver for thee, for these are necessary for useful medicines."
This passage tells how livers of fish were important to man's health then and are now. Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality sacred food oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, with fermentation. Cold fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. For more information and a 20% discount off of first orders, visit greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good through March 31st. Or call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818. Call Green Pasture products today. You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love...
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. Features, they're free. So enjoy those, including our wiki. Over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. WIKI wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch.
All right, we continue here. You are welcome to dial in, bring up whatever's on your mind to the British Journal of Photography. Now, we've talked, I would say fairly extensively, told various different stories of news photographers and just amateur photographers, videographers, people who are just out and about in public in many cases with some sort of camera.
It's easy now with the digital cameras the way they are.
Yeah. People have taken pictures for years, and it's only within the last decade that taking pictures in public has become a suspicious act. And, of course, if you're in a big city area or nearby a fuel processing station, I think, as Will Buchanan was in the Walk for Liberty, you know, any kind of installation all of a sudden becomes an issue if you're taking pictures nearby. If you are outside of the Republican or Democratic National Conventions, there's a good chance that you aren't allowed to be taking pictures. I mean, there's so many different stories of people who have just been going about their daily business of enjoying photography, whether for professional purposes or hobby purposes, who've been harassed and arrested and in some cases attacked by police officers. We've seen evidence, of course, in many cases, the video footage and photographs make it out, luckily, to where we can actually watch these atrocities as they are perpetrated on photographers. There was one guy that was busted for taking pictures of trains. He was a train buff.
Yep.
There was, you know, several different reporters that have gotten popped. Guy down in Miami was doing a report out in front of a high school. He wasn't even on the school campus, but he was ordered to cross the street. He didn't really want to because he was on a public sidewalk, and he was arrested for it. Ended up losing his job down the line over that issue because, well, the TV station didn't want to stand behind him and possibly lose their relationship with the police department.
Yeah, what's some of this freedom of the press crap needs to go?
Of course, we just this week talked about a story from Carlos Miller. .com, which is a great website for people to go to if they want to follow the latest on the police oppressing people with cameras, video cameras, and still cameras. CarlosMiller.com is an excellent blog for that. I was actually surprised that this wasn't coming from Carlos Miller. The British Journal of Photography says the relationship between photographers and police, now this is in the UK, could worsen next month when new laws are introduced that allow for the arrest and imprisonment of anyone who takes pictures of officers likely to be useful to a person committing or preparing an act of terrorism. Now, if you don't...
Why is it useful to take pictures of police officers for terrorists?
Well, now, the way this is written is that the pictures are only illegal if they're likely to be useful to a person committing or preparing an act of terrorism. Which, of course, means that they've got a bit of a gray area in which they can work. So
that always works well with the government because they never expand to to go beyond their mission areas go.
It'll really just depend on who you are as far as who the photographer is.
And who the cop is.
Right. Well, because they could very easily claim that, well, any picture of a police officer could be used for terrorism. I mean, the terrorist might want to know.
You put that online, you know, suddenly it could be useful to a terrorist.
The terrorist might want to know what the cops are outfitted with. The terrorist might want to know what the cop uniform looks like. I mean, you could make all kinds of claims about why a terrorist might want to take a picture of a cop. So really, it'll just be arbitrary. The police officer will see a photographer he doesn't like and decide to go after him for that. So this is specifically about photographing the police. And again, if you don't think that this would happen here in the United States, you're not paying attention. So don't dismiss this story just because it's coming out of the UK. In fact, it's a regular occurrence that photographing the police in the United States is a darn fine way to get your camera taken. So it's already basically illegal to photograph the police in the United States. It just hasn't been codified. There's not an actual law that I know of, at least. There's not a statute that they have created that specifies it is illegal to take pictures of the police. That's what they're doing in the UK. When Carlos Miller from CarlosMiller.com got busted a few years ago, he was in the street with his professional camera. He's a professional photographer. He was taking pictures of a car accident scene involving the police and, you know, doing their little car accident cleanup thing and interviewing witnesses and all that. He's just taking pictures of that, and they came up and they threatened him and they arrested him for that. So just taking pictures of the police is already an illegal act. They'll just charge you with something like disorderly conduct. Now the charge might be terrorism. So it seems like it's getting a little more serious now.
Well, I think they just throw this terrorism stuff in there in order to...
It's justification.
To make it sound that much worse. Because essentially all this is taking a picture of a cop when a cop doesn't want you to.
That's right.
And not erasing it after you tell him to.
Set to become law on 16th of February, the Counterterrorism Act of 2000... Oh, wow, this is an old story. This is actually from last year. Anyway, the Counterterrorism Act amends the Terrorism Act of 2000 regarding offenses relating to... That's kind of funny. They called one of them the Counterterrorism Act, and the first one was the Terrorism Act. So does the Counterterrorism Act actually counter the Terrorism Act?
I don't think so, no.
Anyway, regarding the offenses relating to information about members of the armed forces, a member of the intelligence services, or a police officer, the new set of rules under...
So now it's not just police officers, it's intelligence officers and armed forces personnel?
Though this is a big act. Right. So this is one of the provisions in the who knows how many pages of regulations.
Too many.
statutes. The new set of rules says it will target anyone who elicits or attempts to elicit information about members of the armed forces, which is of a kind likely to be useful to a person committing or preparing an act of terrorism.
So this, anything that you might write in a blog or anything you might put on the internet is therefore could be useful to a terrorist because you're making it available to them, right?
You know, well, isn't eliciting attempting to obtain?
Yeah.
So anytime you attempt to obtain that information for the what they would accuse you of as committing preparing for an act of terrorism or committing an act of terrorism, a person found guilty of this offense could be liable to imprisonment for up to 10 years and to a fine. The law is expected to increase the anti-terrorism powers used today by police officers to stop photographers, including press photographers, from taking pictures in public places. Who is to say that police officers won't abuse these powers, asks freelance photographer Justin Tallis, who was threatened by an officer last week.
That couldn't happen.
Tallis, a London-based photographer, was covering the anti-BBC protest on Saturday when he was approached by a police officer. Tallis had just taken a picture of the officer, who then asked to see the picture. The photographer refused, arguing that, as a press photographer, he had a right to take pictures of police officers. And any reasonable person would agree with him.
Well, I think it's just to say, well, I'm a member of the press. You should tell other photographers that aren't members of the press that they shouldn't be able to, you know, because
that's true. Anybody should be able to take pictures.
Right. In the world of blogs and, message forums and things like that, when people get their information all over the internet now, everybody's a reporter as far as I'm concerned.
No, I agree with you completely.
They don't need to be employed by Rupert Murdoch to be a reporter.
And that's something the government is really upset about. The government people are very upset that now anybody can be considered a reporter because it means that they have to extend certain privileges to everybody. Of course, they don't want to do that. Anyway, Tallis so according to him, the officer then tried to take the camera away. Before giving up, the officer said that Tallis shouldn't have taken that photo. You were intimidating me. Shouldn't have taken that photo. You were intimidating me. The incident was caught on camera by...
He's the one with the gun.
A different photojournalist. But isn't that the truth, though? I mean, Judge Andrew Napolitano, who will be speaking at the upcoming Liberty Forum, I believe he coined the phrase that the camera is the new gun.
He's at least the most famous one who said it so far, so he's probably going to get credit.
And this is a perfect example of that. The camera is what intimidated this police officer. 800-259-9231. Well, I'll use one of their lines.
What you got to hide there, officer?
More coming up. Bring up anything. There's more to this story. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder. What if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Dial in toll free, 800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. Get the stuff you want, the stuff you need, and feel good, because Free Talk Live is also benefiting, and you might be getting free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of the brand new products. But if you need to save a few extra bucks, you can also go used with amazon.freetalklive.com. We're going to get back to your calls here. I just want to share a few more thoughts from the British Journal of Photography, reporting on a story. Actually discovered, even though I came across this today, and I don't recall where I saw it, but the story is actually a little on the old side, so it's likely to have already, these laws have likely now already gone into effect over in the UK, where it is basically being now made a crime for one to take pictures of police officers if the government determines that said pictures are, quote, likely to be useful to a person committing or preparing an act of terrorism, unquote. Which pretty much means that anything they label as a, any picture of a police officer could likely be labeled as that, should they want to, because it's just up to them.
That's generally how they do it. The police officer, you know, now if they feel intimidated for whatever reason, they don't want their picture taken, they can say, that could be used by a terrorist. You could put that online and use that, and the terrorists could get a hold of that and use it. You'll have to erase that now. And then, you know, they're going to, at that point, they have the power of law behind them, so they feel emboldened to do whatever the heck they want to do, including, you know, beat you with a stick until you give them the camera, and then they erase it. And then you can go to their bosses and say, hey, you shouldn't have erased that. And the bosses say, oh, yeah, we're just doing their job. This is how we're interpreting it. Because that's what they do. They just back themselves up.
One of the journalists over there, incident, he got harassed by the police. The incident lasted just 10 seconds, but you don't expect a police officer to try to pull a camera from your neck, he told the British Journal. That incident came less than a week after it was revealed that an amateur photographer was stopped in Cleveland by police officers when taking pictures of ships. The photographer was asked if he had any terrorism connections and told that his details would be kept on file. A Cleveland police spokes bureaucrat explained as follows. If seen in suspicious circumstances, members of the public may well be approached by police officers and asked about their activities. Photography of buildings and areas from a public place is not an offense
and is certainly not something the police wish to discourage.
Oh, sure.
Nevertheless, in order to verify a person's actions as being entirely innocent, police officers are expected to engage and seek clarification where appropriate. No, that means they feel free to harass you all they want.
Mm-hmm.
If you're taking pictures. And of course, if they don't like you, then maybe they won't be able to charge you with illegal photography, but they'll just come up with something else, like disorderly conduct or some other nonsense catch-all charge.
If they want to erase your picture off of your camera, what are you going to do about it? Really? You're going to take this to the British version of the Supreme Court in order to get your camera back from the void? Come on! It's gone, and nobody's going to pursue it, and cops have just been basically been given the power to say you can stop anybody from taking pictures of anything you want anytime you want. Good luck, boys.
The statement echoes the Prime Minister's answer to a petition signed by more than 5,700 people. Gordon Brown reaffirmed last week the police have a legal right to restrict photography in public places. Quote, "There are no legal restrictions on photography in public places. However, the law applies to photographers as it does to anybody else in a public place. So there may be situations in which the taking of photographs may cause or lead to public order situations or raise security considerations. Each situation will be different, and it will be an operational matter for the officer concerned as to what action, if any, should be taken in respect of those taking photographs. Anybody with a concern about a specific incident should raise the matter with the chief constable of the relevant force." Because that's going to get you justice, right? Talking to the head bureaucrat about how upset you are.
Sure.
Well, let's see. Our friend Sam here in Keene had his camera stolen from him when he was arrested by the police. His multi-$1,000 HD video
camera.
This
is not just some silly little camera. This is the big time.
And they broke his camera, and he has not yet received it back. Post the trial. The trial happened back in September. Now, there seems to have been some movement on this now that he actually has taken it to the police chief and has made some noise about it publicly, but he still hasn't gotten it back yet.
That's how they operate.
And they didn't make any move to try to get it back to him when he requested it back originally. So
possession is 9/10 of the law. That's their camera.
Yeah, and they are the law, right? December, freelance photographer Jess Hurd was detained for more than 45 minutes after she was stopped while covering the wedding of a couple married in Docklands. She was detained under Section 44 of the Terrorism Act. Her camera was forcefully removed from her, and while she showed her press card, three police officers insisted on viewing the footage she had taken. Tension between police officers and photographers isn't limited to the UK. Last week, Icelandic police fired pepper spray on photojournalists as they were covering protests in front of the country's parliament building. Press photographer in Iceland tells the BJP that he was targeted along with other press photographers, saying that the Icelandic police systematically tried to remove photographers by pepper spraying them. So, there's just no end around the world to the incidents of photographers, both professional and amateur, being harassed by the police. And, of course, what do you do about this, right? I mean, if they're putting people in jail cells for taking pictures, how do you deal with that?
Right. Communication is the single biggest tool that people have against tyranny, and it doesn't matter whether it's in Iran or whether it's at the Democratic National Convention or the Republican National Convention or where it is. People need to be able to, in order to secure liberty, people need to be able to take pictures of their surroundings, of what the government's doing, whatever. That's freedom. What could these government people possibly be doing that they're put in danger by pictures being taken?
It sure is a convenient excuse to be able to use terrorism, isn't it? I mean, this is just the best possible of all circumstances.
There's always going to be scary people out there that want to, that want to kill somebody.
Right. Well, because, if you look at some of the other boogeymen that the government has had in the past, like drug dealers or immigrants, you can't really use those as excuses to ban cameras. So you might be taking pictures that would assist the drug dealers, or you might be taking pictures that would assist the immigrants. I mean, you can't really, it doesn't gel, right? That excuse doesn't quite work. But when you trot out terrorists, then all of a sudden, clearly you need to be taking people's cameras. Right. I mean, there's terrorists out
there.
The
evidence is, in fact, that the terrorists, here's what the evidence is, that the terrorists so far have mostly targeted civilians, not government officials. The government,
did target the Pentagon.
Okay, but they killed far more people in the
towers.
The towers, so they're civilians, more danger than government officials. Government officials, on a regular basis, lose information. So therefore, the government officials and all their cameras that they point at the citizenry are a bigger danger for terrorism than, in fact, the citizenry pointing cameras at the government officials.
Right, and of course, as you pointed out a little while back, the UK, where this story comes from, is littered with cameras. Millions, literally millions of closed-circuit television cameras mounted all across the cities in the country of the United Kingdom. So, it's all right if they record you, but you recording them, well, that's terrorism. Let's go to your phone calls. Cameron is in D.C. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Cameron.
Hey guys, how are you?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to call about something not really related to this, but I'm calling in about roads. Ian, I don't know if you remember, a few weeks ago I called you about a ticket that I got outside of D.C.
Maybe. Circumstances?
It was a ticket. I had been driving apparently in an HOV lane, a high occupancy vehicle.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that one.
It wasn't clearly marked. Well, I go to the trial next Tuesday, and I haven't really thought about how I'm going to handle it. But I was driving in D.C. today for my work. I don't live in D.C. I live outside of it, but I go to work there sometimes. And I was driving through, and it occurred to me how confusing this is. The last few days I've had to drive there in the morning. And I got there on Monday morning, or last Friday morning. I forget what day it was. But some of the roads where the GPS says go right, the cops are stopped and they're making people go left. They switch them up. Like during the morning to apparently help traffic flow.
Yes.
But the traffic flow's not helped. These are all, you know, everything's still backed up. And I used to agree, I think, Mark, you believe that the government should handle roads, correct?
I think that it's, if people are scared about issues like roads and cops and courts as far as the government, you know, you can't let the free market handle those things. The government has to handle those things. I'm willing to cede those issues to those people.
Okay.
In the interim. I think there's a lot of places that it's a lot easier to show people that we can get the government out of there.
Right, right. Well, I used to be, I used to kind of agree with that, but the last few days I've had driving, they do all these things, they engineer these things, and they say this is the best way to build it, and this is an HOV lane, and you can only drive here at this time, and it just gums things up, and it just gets very confusing. And you think of all cities that they'd want to make easy to drive to outsiders. You think Washington, D.C., would, foreign dignitaries, business people, you think of any city that they'd wanted to make it easy to drive in, it'd be Washington.
It's a nightmare.
And it's terrible. I mean, it is just an absolute nightmare, and it's like the free market. I mean, I'm sure they could do better, and
Absolutely.
Sure the
I'll tell you what, if you've got more, you're welcome to share it. Hang on.
Yeah, 800. That's all, guys.
Okay, well, thank you for the call.
There.
Thank you. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. In some cases, you can actually see free market roads next to or more free roads
in Southern California.
Roads. Yeah, and it does make a difference.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.